everyone.
Hi.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's 1010 Would Recommend with I, Talani.
And me, Gina.
So after some long deliberation, I decided that I am going to, my name from now on, right, is going to be, this has happened because obviously we've all watched Top Boy now, and the end of it in the credits, it says Aubrey Drake Graham.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Talani Tolly Shonai.
I think that makes perfect sense.
So from now on, that's how I'd like to be addressed.
Really? Okay.
No, maybe just in credits. I haven't written a single thing, but if I ever get credits, I'd like to be addressed as Talani Tolly Shonai or Talani Tolly Shonaiye. Because I know Nigerians are listening and I just don't want to do that.
Right, right.
Do you know what I mean? I feel really disgusting when I, like, westernise my name.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Do people pronounce your name wrong all the time? I feel like I don't say your name correctly.
Everyone is westernised Talani.
Yeah, that's how I say it.
But it said Talani.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. It's fine.
I do feel like every season you find a new way to rebrand yourself.
Yeah, I like that for me.
Because last season you were supposed to be more mysterious and quiet, weren't you? What happened to that?
Have you not sensed it? I feel like I've been so mysterious.
Really?
No. Every time I say it, I get louder and find more ways to talk and more things to talk about. But I'm going to really try. I'm going to start this episode.
Yeah.
Mysterious girls don't talk.
So, yeah,
so how do we do a podcast?
Well, exactly.
Exactly. No, so that can't. That can't run. Do you know what? As a my resident Caribbean.
Oh, for God's sake! Yes.
I went to ask your thoughts on. I only asked that this is all linked back to Netflix. So The Crown is on Netflix,
yeah,
as we know.
Yeah.
And currently the last season was about Princess Diana.
Yeah, it was, yeah, Princess Diana.
So I it's been keeping me up at night. What does The Crown look like if it's based in 2022 or 2021?
Yeah.
And as we know, the royals have been through some things.
They've been through a lot. A lot has happened.
A lot has happened. And more recently, what's happening is that Jamaica is...
They said payback time. Yeah, they said... Pay back time, England, let's go.
So I would like to know how this scene is going to be acted out in The Crown when William and Kate go to Jamaica and Beanie Man says... These are actual facts. Beanie Man said he would be happy if it was Harry.
Beanie Man
said this from his own mouth.
Yeah.
But he said he I was going to do a Jamaican accent. I'm so sorry.
No, I want it. No, do it. No, do it. No, do it. Do it.
Me no want. Me no want. Sorry. Me no want.
Stop it. Why are you carrying on?
Okay. Sorry. So what do you think? I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to do it. It was all Gina's fault. Please, Caribbeans, blame.
What did he say?
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. So what do you think about this?
Oh, gosh.
As you are from Caribbean descent.
Yeah, I am. I am of Jamaican descent, specifically from the Caribbean. I personally would love to see it. I really would. And if anybody wants anybody to help write it, star in it, Talani does a great Jamaican accent and she speaks patois apparently, so she would be great. But no, there are a lot of things that happen now that I'm like, oh, I cannot wait to see that be. I still think that about Grenfell, to be honest with you.
Oh my God, yes.
Because I think that would slap. Did you watch Chernobyl?
Everybody who's well watched or well read has always told me to watch it, and I've never watched it, but I'm going to.
You would love it.
So many people have told me.
It's really, really, really good. And when I watched Chernobyl, the first thing I thought after being like, oh my God, it's amazing, is that they need to do something like this with Grenfell, because the lies that were told, and this is about Chernobyl specifically, like at the end they were like, you know, they agree that there was only like this amount of people dead, but like the whole documentary, you're seeing all these people die,
oh,
and then
wow.
it's like, and they officially said there was like 36 people dead.
Wow.
And you're like, oh my God.
That's not true.
Yeah, but Ari, the royal family, listen, I would love if there could ever be a The Crown season 32,
mm-hmm.
because best stuff has happened before we even get to this Jamaica thing.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's been loads.
Best stuff has happened.
Yeah.
But if there's a Crown season 32, I'm down to help. I don't even know what it would look like. I really don't even know. I hope Beanie Man's in it.
I hope it happens, and I really do hope Beanie Man's in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get all the Jamaicans, famous Jamaicans in there.
Yeah, absolutely. They deserve
it. So Bolt can
get
in there.
Payback time. Now, what is Bolt going to do?
I just feel like you need the representation. People love it. Get Bolt in there. Sure. Who else is famous Jamaican? Anyway. AZ Harriet?
Anyway.
Where is he? Where is he? I don't know. But we'll see him in Crown season
32. Yeah, I hope it's good. I really do hope he's having a good time. I hope he's having a good time. Okay. Anyway, your homework was?
Yes. So the homework was to watch season 2 of Bridgerton. And if you don't know what that is one of the many exciting things to come out of Shondaland. Shondaland is also who did Inventing Anna for Netflix as well. So that came out. You should have watched it because this episode is going to have a few spoilers in it if you haven't watched it. Yes.
Not too many spoilers.
No, it's not. But okay. I just want to give that disclaimer just in case people like to get angry about it.
True. So the general theme of this, I think like Bridgerton as a whole, it's like courtship and like aligning people with the right people and like dating and all things like that. Mm-hmm. And it just made me think about what dating looks like in that time and what dating looks like now.
Mm-hmm.
So a big part of it is the women like selling themselves to these people, like, you know, I'm maternal, I don't read, because apparently reading was very bad.
Yeah.
I'm literature, because you shouldn't be smart either if you wanted a man. Mm-hmm. And I would just wanted to know, what would your selling points be if you were being courted in that way?
Okay.
And you had to sell yourself to this prince or this person of a hierarchy.
Mm.
What are your selling points?
So my selling points back in the day,
back in the day, not now. Remember, you don't want to be smart.
I don't want to be smart. So no. I wouldn't be smart. I would just sell myself purely on body alone. I'd say, you know, I've got sizable.
Sizable what?
I've got some sizable assets that would be useful.
Okay.
I'm voluptuous.
Okay.
If anybody's listening to this in 2022, also, just these things do still apply. you know where I am. I say my at every day. I would say that, I think. That, you know, because I feel like, was it good to be a bit chunky in back in the day? I think it was, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Wasn't that a sign of wealth?
It was a sign of wealth. Fat? Yeah. It was a sign of wealth.
A bit chubby.
Yeah.
So that's what I would say. I'm chubby and it's a sign that I cook well. That's not true, actually. I don't cook very much at all, but that's what I would say. What would you say?
Ooh. I don't know. Do you know what, though? What I would do is I would be the mysterious girl in that situation.
Oh, really?
I would.
Why you keep... You are not mysterious. Let it go.
I would just, just laugh and stuff like that.
Actually, yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would just giggle. Like, I have a thing. Like, I don't think men are funny.
Right.
I mean, that's not what we're talking about here.
Well, that's actually... You just actually volunteered that information.
Often. Men are not funny often.
Yeah.
But, my God, I make them think they are. God.
I fake laugh so much.
So much. I like re-listen to conversations that have been said over and over again. Because sometimes when men start telling you a story, you're like, oh yeah, you told me. They just carry on.
Yeah. Yeah. What must that be like to not notice?
But I just told you, you told me before. Why are you carrying on with the story?
Because they think it's like so interesting and so important that they're like, you need to hear it again.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So I'll just make them feel great. That's my selling point.
You know what I like about Bridgerton? Okay, let's go all the way back and at least explain what this season is about.
Please.
So obviously last season we had Daphne and Simon, I think his name was, Reggae's character. And this season we have Anthony Bridgerton and he's looking for a wife.
Yes.
And he meets new family, Sharmas. They're a South Asian family and they're new to the ton, right? And so Anthony's looking for a wife. He is like trying to get in with Edwina,
mm-hmm.
but he also has this weird tension with Edwina's older sister, Kate.
He's really into her.
And so it's kind of a love triangle, giving very much awkward.
Between sisters.
Exactly. But the thing that I really like about Bridgerton, and I really relate to it because I feel like the women in it, if you notice, like a lot of the women are like alone. Or they're like really strong. Like Kate, for example, she's like alone and strong, whatever. And then you have like the mum that's like always trying to... All the mums are trying to like get their children married.
Yes.
But they're all doing it in like a... Their husbands are not around.
Yes.
Or they're not that present in the show. And they're all doing it as like a... Even though it's surrounded by men and it seems like all they care about is men, they're actually just doing it as like a means of survival.
Yes, because there was a bit where someone asked Kate, like, how do you cope with being single? Because I've been told that being single is a fate worse than death.
Mm.
And I'm like, God.
God have me. And the thing is, it's actually not, it all sounds ridiculous because they're in, like, these outlandish costumes and they're speaking in this way and blah, blah, blah. But some of the stuff they're saying, I'm thinking, that's actually not that different
it's
from the way that it's viewed.
It's not far-fetched what's thought now. Oh, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I think it takes so much from certain cultures as well. Like, certain cultures still stand by that. My Nigerian mum definitely still stands by being single as a way of faith worse than death. Maybe not death. Maybe sickness.
Right. Maybe like a two-day coma.
Yeah. But then maybe not death.
Yeah.
But it does stand like that. And what I also really like about it is, and I guess because, like, Shondaland can just kind of create this world of her own, where we kind of know that back then, this South Asian family was not coming to England and trying to marry the Bridgerton.
Mm.
Like, it's kind of really good how it just kind of lets things live in a world that's not talking about race.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I do like that a lot. Yeah, because it's not about... Yeah, you're right. It's not about, like, their culture. Even though their culture is infusing it, it's just about the fact that they are outsiders moving to London rather than they're this specific race coming to... Which I really like.
Yeah, and there was a huge debate, which I think the Brits will be very interested in, between tea.
Oh.
So tea was brought up a lot, and Kate hates English-British tea.
Fair.
And she thinks it's trash, where she thinks Indian tea is amazing.
Mm.
I've never tasted Indian tea, but... And I didn't realise I had this Britishness in me. I was so offended when she spoke badly about British tea.
Really?
I don't know anybody who created it. Like, I don't know anything about British tea. Like, none of my forefathers had anything to do with it. But yet, I felt this deep offence to how badly she spoke of it.
Yeah, because you've got Stockholm Syndrome. They colonised us, and now look at you, shucking and jumping for
fighting.
Their tea.
Not the tea!
No. I I hear what you mean, but I think... Because tea came from there, didn't it? They stole it.
Yeah.
It ain't right. Did you...
And it's not okay.
I remember when I found out that, like, chai means tea, and so that here, when you say, like, when you go to Starbucks and you order a chai tea, you're actually just asking for a tea. Did you know
that? You're lying.
On God. Yeah.
So when I ask for a chai latte, I'm asking for a tea latte.
I think so, because it's like a type of tea. I'm sure that's what it is. Isn't it the same with, like, there's another one where it's like, I don't know if it's naan means bread or like bread. There's something like it, but I know for sure chai is tea.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Also, I feel like my most main character when I go to, like, a coffee shop and I'm like, can I get a dirty chai, please?
I asked for that this morning.
Oh, it's so sexy.
Also, dirty chai
Why
is delicious.
Why is dirty chai such a nice thing to order?
Mm.
It sounds so sophisticated. I feel like I'm like a character.
I know, same as like a Sex and City character.
Yeah,
dirty chai. With almond milk, please.
I asked for oat milk. Bridgerton.
Yes. I related to the dating thing. To be honest with you, I kind of wish that somebody would just... I've gotten to points where I'm like, I actually would just rather someone just set me up at this point.
Okay.
Just do it. This doesn't actually look that bad, I'll be honest.
Do you know what I would happily do, which they're doing, Bridgerton, is the balls. When they go to the ball and they dance and I think that is a sick idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea.
I just feel like I really enjoy doing that. And also, it's one of my favourite parts of the show because the music is sensational.
Yeah, it is really, really, really good.
There was a bit in it where they were doing the Material Girl, living in a Material Girl.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, that sounds so good. But I couldn't get Material Girl out of my head.
I'm wishing it on album.
Like, the whole time, I kept thinking Material Girl. I was like, no, I mean, this is Madonna's version.
And the thing is, you know that on TikTok, somebody's going to remix that and
I really hope they
do.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your biggest takeaway from Bridgerton thus far? Because mine is, Kate is bad mind. She has no business trying to move to the man that they're trying to fix up with her sister. I think that's quite disgusting.
Yeah, but isn't that... She's not trying to move to him, though.
Oh.
She doesn't want to move to him.
Watch a bit more.
Okay.
Because it's not an overt move into...
She's been an enemy of progress, for sure.
Yeah.
She's in the way of Edwina's... life.
And also, it's not this kind of like, oh, come to me, daddy. It's this kind of...
What did that just come out of your mouth?
I don't know. It's that, like, you know, that the lingering stares.
Yeah.
And we know what that means.
Yeah, what's in
And this
silence?
Is your sister's soon to be.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that is actually mad.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Exactly. So another big part of it is that they're kind of figuring out who Lady Whistledown is.
Mm.
So it's something to do with the... I won't spoil it.
No, go on, spoil
but
it.
People, no.
They should have watched it.
Oh my God, someone sent me a really bad tweet the other day I'll read it to you. You carry on talking and I'll find it.
I'm just going to say, whilst we're waiting for time to find that tweet, this is a message for Jonathan Bailey, who plays He plays Anthony Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. This is a message for you, Johnny. Johnny, you were so good in this season. I love you. I hope you're okay. I hope you have a good day. I just think he's so great.
You're so shameless.
I know.
You're so shameless.
And what?
Anyway, this tweet said, it's not even been 24 hours. Sorry. 24 hours. Have some fucking decency. You even work for Netflix, for fuck's sake. I am fuming.
Wait, what? Did you reply? Let me see.
No. All I said was, of all the lives that were lost, why wasn't Pebbles amongst? That's all I said. I didn't even say who died.
I can't believe it.
I didn't say anything about anybody dying.
Do you... No, maybe it's not because it's a spoiler. Maybe that... I don't know. This is like a Pebbles
sad account. This person just hates me. So I'm really cautious of ruining things now. Another big part of this is kind of like... It kind of talks about unrequited love.
Right.
And so Colin comes back from wherever he went, and Penelope has been, like, writing to him quite consistently. Like, yeah. She clearly is very into him.
Yeah, she loves him.
So then he comes back, and he says, you've been a great friend. And you can just see the pain in her heart, in her mind, in her body. And then it made me think about friendship zones. Yeah. And if you've ever gone through unrequited love...
The thing is, I can never tell whether I can honestly convince myself to love anybody. I really think I can.
Right, okay.
So I can never tell whether I actually like the person or I've just been around them for too long or whatever it is.
Okay, so if you do like them and then they come back and like, oh yeah, you've been such a great friend to me.
I just take the L. I've taken L's for less. Do you know what I mean? I'd take the L. Yeah. Have you ever been friendzoned?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But were you trying to stick it on them? Because I know you weren't.
I would never physically stick it on anybody.
Right, okay.
But I did do a whole, I feel like I rang, I was like, I just want to talk to you. Oh my God, I can't tell this story.
Oh my God, please tell it. Please.
I remember I'd psyched myself up. I'd like write all my points in notes.
Oh my God.
And I rang and I was just like, said all my points. I just really like you. I just feel like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I just think we're really good friends.
Talani.
And then the worst part is you have to carry on being their friend afterwards.
Yeah, you can't just
because you can't just be like, no, I'm never talking to you again. And that's why I feel sorry for Penelope, because she just has to act normal with Colin.
Yeah, that's so shit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
But yeah, I enjoyed season two a lot more than season one.
I did too, actually.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed it a lot more than season one.
I did too. I found it, because the thing is, me, period dramas are not really my thing. I know it's not a regular period drama, but obviously you have the costume, you have the way that they speak, mm-hmm. blah, blah. It's not usually my kind of thing, but I really, really enjoyed season two. I think it's really good performances. And again, I don't know what it was that sat with me and in my soul, but the women that was trying to get the men to survive, because they were actually... Do you know what it is? It's because they knew that it was a financially smart decision. They were essentially investing before investing and NFTs and all that stuff existed. And I respect it.
Same.
There you go.
So,
right.
Recommendations for this week.
Recommendations for this week.
What have you been watching?
I'm going to recommend something that is not on Netflix. I'm really, 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 really sorry.
Who are you sorry to?
I'm sorry to my employer, okay? I'm sorry to my employer. But this isn't... We can talk about TV in general,
yeah.
Okay? This is something I stumbled across. Talani's going to recommend some stuff on Netflix. My one thing is not Netflix because I've been watching stuff that we're going to be recommending in the future. But... Mm-hmm. And also, I was just busy watching Bridgerton and Top Boy. But the only other thing I've watched is something called Couples Therapy.
Brilliant.
And you've watched it, right? Mm-hmm. And you can find this...
BBC?
Yeah, BBC. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's on BBC.
Sorry. But you can only watch this once you've watched every other thing on Netflix.
Everything ever on Netflix.
But the thing I really liked about it is just I happened to be watching... My friend was like, oh, we should watch this and just put it on. You know, we were just looking for something to watch.
Sorry, I recommended it to you.
No. You've said it ages
Don't
ago.
Don't take this credit away from me.
I'm sorry, but you're not the one who watched it with me.
Okay, cool.
And how long ago did you recommend
it's
it to
me? Ages ago.
Exactly, so I forgot. Anyway, unfortunately, Talani does not get the credit for this.
Okay, fine.
My other really great friend. She No, Talani stays
whatever,
knowing
I don't need
stuff
the credit,
beforehand.
Whatever.
But so there's two seasons out. I believe that they've renewed for a third season. That should be coming out in like May. Mm. But it is real life couples, and they go to see a therapist, and they go for couples therapy, as it says in the name. And it's just absolutely fascinating. Mm-hmm. We all know about if you've been listening to 10 out of 10 would recommend from when we started in season one, September 2020, you'll know it's an ongoing joke that, you know, I've needed therapy for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's going really well. Thanks for asking, guys. But I'm really, really interested in therapy as a concept. And what I really like about this is that when you meet the different couples, you go in with an assumption about who they are, and they go in with an assumption and a narrative about who they are and how the situation looks and everything. So they do that and you do that too. And it's interesting how, as the therapist uncovers and unpicks and goes deeper, your perception of them kind of changes because you understand more about why they're like that, why they're reacting that way. So a woman will come in and you'll think, oh my God, she's being such a cow. But then you're like, okay, this is coming from this place. And it's the same with like the guy. You're like, why is he moving like that? Why is he like not responding to her? But it's like, oh, he's shutting down because of X, Y, Z. And it's just a really fascinating insight into human nature.
No, I really enjoyed it and would recommend it also. Also going to recommend Young, Famous and African, which is on Netflix.
Yes.
It's based on a bunch of like young, famous Africans.
I'll beat
and it's
you.
All it's all based in South Africa. And there is someone I do recognise who is Two-Face, who is the man that sang, "You are my African queen."
Oh, wow. Girl,
yeah, he's on it. Well, it's actually his wife that is on it, right? He's now calling himself Two Baba Innocent for reasons only known to God himself and allegations. So he calls himself Two Baba Innocent now. That's what he calls himself. So anyway, the main character, you would hate it because it's really based on cheating. So the main storyline is his wife, Annie. They've been together married for over 10 years, been together for about 16. She has had she's had his kid that is baby number 5.
Wow.
So that means every other kid he's had has not been with her.
Wow.
But it's been whilst he's been with her. You would absolutely hate it because it's awful. And there's a part where she's like, she's such a lover girl. Like, she's so obsessed with him.
Mm.
Like, and she just she can't see that this man is not a good person at all. But she's so in love with him and she thinks he's changed. And there's a part where they're having dinner and they're like talking and he's like, "I just can't imagine how you felt the first time you heard that I gave person belly. That's pigeon for got someone pregnant." And I thought, yeah, the first, second, third and fourth.
How is she doing that?
So they renewed their vows.
No.
Because obviously, like, love rules, love wins. And yeah, but it's got really good characters in it. It's just a really good reality TV show.
I mean, not to do a segue back to what we were originally talking about, but that's given very much Bridgerton. Like, it's a fate worse than death to be single in
that
case.
Yeah, in her world.
In her world.
Because literally leave this man. Yeah. But like, a lot of the story is based on them, but it's just got really good, you know, like just really good reality TV characters.
Yeah.
That, yeah, you're a good villain.
Yeah.
You're a good this person. Would recommend it. I literally watched it, I feel like, through one sitting whilst I was doing work. So I would recommend that. And another one I would recommend is Bad Vegan.
Yeah. Tell me more about this. You were starting to tell me, and I said, say it before.
So, Bad Vegan is about this lady. I want to call her Sharma. I don't know if I've made that up. I feel like that's her name. And she's like a G. Apparently, every time we go and order oat milk and almond milk, it's kind of down to her. She kind of like did this whole like raw food and vegan stuff, and she did like amazing restaurants in New York, I think it was, and she's just doing great. And then she meets a man who scams her.
Wait, so this is not about veganism?
No. Like, he scams her for a lot of money. And at one point, I think she says she gave him like over $100,000.
How? Why?
I don't know what's wrong with people.
Wow.
But she just keeps giving him money and he keeps getting money off her. The most interesting twist of it is somehow Alec Baldwin is involved.
Sorry. That is so random.
It is so random. But I feel so sorry for her because she met Alec Baldwin and she could have been with him and been happy or whatever. And then something happened. They kind of like missed each other. And then Alec met his bloody wife in her restaurant.
Good God. Lord have mercy.
And the only reason why she started talking to this scamming man is because him and Alec should chat on Twitter.
Jesus, peace.
And now he's stole all her money. I haven't finished it yet, but it's actually really, really interesting. But I am sick of women giving men money.
Yeah, stop doing that, everyone. You really have to. You really have to stop.
How many more documentaries is Netflix going to make about men scamming you lot before you stop? There is The Bad Vegan. There is a Tinder Swindler. There is many, many documentaries that Netflix have worked hard to give you content and warning to say stop giving men money.
I agree.
Do you know what? There should be a section. Do you know it has like rom-coms and 90-minute shows, which I think is a great idea, 90-minute movie section. They should be able to stop giving men money section.
That's actually so true.
How many times will Netflix tell you? That's how I know the lead of Netflix is a woman. I know the woman that does the content at Netflix is a woman.
Yeah.
I know she is. Because she keeps warning you, but you keep falling in love. Stand up!
Stand up!
Y'all be weak in the knees. Stand up!
That's actually true. The way that I actually thought it was about veganism.
No, it's not.
Why is every... That's another thing that's happened on Netflix recently. It's like, you'll be thinking you're watching one thing. Oh, by the way, it's about scamming. Oh, something gets murdered.
Like she's like a really well-known vegan. And I think something about when she got busted or something happened, she ordered a pizza.
Oh, so she wasn't vegan.
So she was a bad vegan.
Oh, of course.
See it.
You know what that reminds me of? I'm sorry, we probably won't be able to put this in the podcast, but I just have to say this. Do you ever think about how and who was responsible for when certain foods become mainstream? For example, do you remember the first time that you started eating halloumi? How did that happen? It's like all of a sudden we was all eating halloumi, but we weren't eating halloumi before. We were eating cheddar. We were eating red Leicester.
I actually remember the first time I heard.
But halloumi just came out of nowhere. I'm sorry, it's a conspiracy theory, and somebody needs to unpack it. And this is the next documentary, Bad Cheese or Bad Whatever. I need to know who introduced halloumi. And then after that, I want to talk about who started bringing up avocado, and avocado became the big bad whatever. Because there's been cultures that have been eating avocados, but all of a sudden, halloumi, avocado, deep it.
It's fucking insane.
But do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, though? I do. I really do. Who started this?
It's a conspiracy. And
cauliflower. We expect so much from cauliflower.
Cauliflower. We make it into, we pretend to make it buffalo wings. Stop
we
making cauliflower
so
into buffalo
much
wings.
Into that. Poor baby. Just wants to be a little cauliflower.
Just wants to be a little baby cauliflower. Anyway.
But yeah. So that's my recommendations. Young, African and famous and bad vegan.
Yeah, and mine is couples therapy. So this week we're not going to have any homework. We're going to give you a little week off because we have a really special episode with the director of the upcoming documentary, Jimmy Savile, A British Horror Story. Really excited to speak to her and get into that topic. It's obviously not out at the moment, but by the time you listen to this next week, it would have been out. So if you want to have a little watch of it beforehand to get a little feel of the source material, you can. But we'll be back with some more homework the week after.
I love talking to directors.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's so cool to talk to, like, filmmakers and actually see what goes on behind making something that we watch.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. So, reminder, no homework, but special episode next week where we'll be delving into that. I've been Gina. You can find me at SmileGina, G-E-N-A, on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And where can we find you, Tolani?
And I've been Tolani Tolly Show Night.
God's sake.
And you can find me on Tolly_T at Instagram and Twitter.
You can find Netflix at Netflix UK on Twitter, Instagram, and you can find us at Netflix on TikTok. And please tweet us and all your stuff about stuff at hashtag 1010 would recommend and say how much you love us and miss us. And hi to Ola, my fave.
Yeah, Ola is amazing.
I love her so much. I just know that she'll love this.